Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews.
What happens when a popular bhajan singer discovers that he might be Muslim by birth? That is the question posed by Vijay Krishna Acharya's The Great Indian Family. The film is based in the fictional small town called Balrampur, where Ved Vyas Tripathi, also known as Billu, also known as Bhajan Kumar, is the local rock star. He belts out religious songs with aplomb and revels in his celebrity status. Billu's singing is so potent that even young girls touch his feet and he becomes, as he puts it, a Jagat Bhaiya. Apart from that minor irritation, Billu largely leads a charmed life until his religious identity comes into question and then all hell erupts. This town is a curious mix of these beautiful river ghats, very obviously artificial sets, and there is even a cafe called Hum Tum, a nod to the producer Yash Raj Films' 2004 romance perhaps. Balrampur is a stand-in for our country, and the family in the title isn't just Billu's extended family, which includes his father, Chacha, Chachi, Bua, sister, but it's the entire population of Balrampur. The film makes a case for unity and strength in diversity. It shows literally that no matter the dharam, everyone's blood is red and that humanity must come before religion, which is a wonderful, brave, relevant and urgent message, but the execution is so inconsistent that the impact is minimal. Vijay wisely chooses comedy as the route to make tough truths palatable. The film is propelled by Billu's voiceover, which is insistently breezy. His father, the most revered Pandit in Balrampur, has a rival. When they face off, Billu describes it as Panditai ki dunya ka gladiator challenge. There's also a very funny scene in which Billu, now in his Muslim avatar, buys some mithai and inserts extra nuktas into every word because he knows his estranged chacha is listening. But largely the comedy is a hit and a miss. A situation this prickly and so fraught with history and hostility needed much more wit and sophistication to make it come alive. The screenplay and characters work at the most superficial level. Because this is a film about religious tolerance, Manashi Chiller plays the token Sikhni. In one scene, she says to Billu, "Mera na koi filter nahi hai, proud Punjabi ho." The same broad strokes apply to the Muslim characters. One area of Balrampur is described as Mohammedan. So of course the homes have green walls, many women are wearing burqas, the mother cooks sevaiya, many of the men are in prayer caps. When Billu takes on his Muslim identity, he puts coal in his eyes. It's just this pileup of stereotypes. The screenplay showcases the ridiculous biases that people nurture about each other. In one scene, Billu, who thinks that Allahu Akbar is a greeting, is surprised that Muslims eat exactly the same way that Hindus do. He discovers that actually there is very little difference. Again, important messaging, but the writing is just too sloppy. It's a crowded frame and Manushi has very little to do. She's also saddled with lines that no actor can pull off with conviction. When Billu is in the middle of an existential crisis, she consoles him with, "Stress kyun le rahe ho?" Manoj Bawa and Kumud Mishra. What is a small town India film without those two are reliably good. Manoj gets one pre-interval moment to shine. But the film rests on the strong shoulders of Vicky Kaushal, who gives it all. This is an actor who's never met a scene he can't make better. His impassioned speech in the climax will almost make you teary. Almost being the operative word here. Despite that intriguing plotline, The Great Indian Family remains banal. You leave the theatre with little except the formidable enthusiasm of Vicky Kaushal. You can see the film at a theatre near you.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.